Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America. Today is Saturday, October 5th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Here are our top stories this evening. Former Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai has been told by government officials to vacate the multi-million dollar Harare State mansion he has been occupying despite the end of the unity government.
They are sending junior officers to try to humiliate the former Prime Minister, Moken Tsvangirai. But we say no to that because even Ian Smith was given his big pension by the Zimbabwean government of Robert Mugabe.
Teachers in Zimbabwe join others worldwide to commemorate World Teachers Day.
The commemorations went on very well. Our major event was in Harare, and we had the other 9 commemorations across the country. The Harare one was held at the Africa Unity Square and was graced by the Minister of Education.
And a Harare couple throws a lavish $370,000 wedding ceremony. Former Prime Minister Moken Tsvangirai has been told by government officials to vacate the multi-million dollar Harare State mansion he has been occupying despite the end of the unity government. This comes at a time when the ZANU-PF government has written letters to more than 50 employees who were working in the former Prime Minister's office that are being laid off. A senior government official told Studio 7 they are evicting Tsvangirai as he does not recognize the ruling ZANU-PF party. According to MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora, some junior officials from the Minister of Local Government and other departments visited Tsvangirai's residence this week and told him to leave. Monzora says the former Prime Minister has not yet received a formal eviction notice from President Robert Mugabe and senior state officials.
They are sending junior officers to try to humiliate the former Prime Minister, Moken Tsvangirai. But we say no to that because even Smith was given his pension. Ian Smith was given his big pension by the Zimbabwean government of Robert Mugabe. So if they could honor Ian Smith and give him his pension and give him his benefits, why are they not doing the same to Moken Tsvangirai? We also know that they've written letters to all the civil servants who were working in the Prime Minister's office that they were being laid off. These are illegal retrenchments, and these workers are being victimized simply because they worked in the Prime Minister's office. But this is a man who changed the lives of the people of Zimbabwe after the 2008 collapse of the economy. Moken Tsvangirai came and he changed the fortunes of this country. And he's being treated the way he's being treated by ZANU-PF because ZANU-PF is unprofessional, it is vindictive, it is vengeful.
So now, how many employees are we talking about here? And are they employees who are only in the Prime Minister's office?
Yes, it's only employees who were in the Prime Minister's office, those who worked under the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister's office. They are being laid off, these people, and no reason has been given.